Indra always had a feeling that he'd enjoy working in sales.
Because it's like a very people-first position, being able to directly add a positive impact to people's day, I enjoyed that aspect more than anything.
So when he landed his first senior sales role at a London startup with a great company culture, he was thrilled. He liked his colleagues, he got on well with his manager, he worked hard, and he got positive feedback. But it was also a high-pressure environment, and Indra held himself to high standards when it came to performance. He consistently exceeded his targets and was the highest revenue-generating sales exec for 2 quarters in a row. But in his second year there, things began to falter a bit. Indra was in a relationship at the time, but it wasn't working out. And this started to affect him at work. It was hard to properly focus on sales calls when his mind was somewhere else.
You start to question your own ability because you're like, why am I not hitting my target? Then you're doubting yourself at work. If you're having trouble relationship-wise, you start to doubt yourself in other aspects, including the relationship. And it kind of creates this repetitive cycle of where you're just not feeling great in any walk of your life.
But working in sales is all about confidence. And that means being able to put aside whatever might be happening in your personal life. It's a stressful job with constant pressure to meet targets. Indra would try to focus, but he could tell that his brain was on autopilot. He wasn't really there.
I was thinking, like, why don't I like my job anymore? I must not like sales. And then I started obsessing, like, why have I gone down this route? I could feel this constant strain or pressure in the back of my mind consistently every day, which made me think something is actually biologically wrong with me here.
He started to lose interest and motivation. Even when he did perform well and receive good feedback, he was no longer celebrating. Building up the energy to perform on each call was emotionally draining. He felt like he was putting forward a false version of himself. Then it happened.
It felt like I was having a stroke.
It was a day like any other day. The sales floor was humming. Indra was on a call doing a demo, just like he'd done countless times before. Besides himself and the prospects, there were 2 others listening in. But in the background, his anxious thoughts continued their vicious loop. Indra ignored the mounting feeling of pressure at the back of his mind. He was mid-demo when he stopped.
This isn't right, something's wrong. My brain couldn't register any words or anything, and I couldn't speak. Felt like I was about to faint. Didn't think anything was real, and then just couldn't comprehend conversation at all.
Indra quickly handed the headset to the person next to him. He stood up and said to his manager, "I think I'm going to pass out." Indra's manager was surprised to see that he'd turned grey. He called an ambulance and took Indra to the garden outside of the building. He tried to calm him down and help him feel safe.
I remember then just started breaking down, so I just started crying because I thought I was about to die.
At the hospital, Indra went through a full battery of tests, but there was nothing wrong. He went back the next day, still convinced he'd been having a stroke. But again, the tests came back fine. It would take Indra months to find out that he'd had a panic attack. Indra returned to work a few days later, but he found it overwhelming. He couldn't concentrate, and the constant feeling of pressure in his head just wouldn't go away. He also couldn't find the support he needed.
The company weren't proactive with having things in place to support me. Like, I had to kind of do it on my own, even by ringing their medical insurance to then speak to someone to ask for support and then having to find it. It just created more stress when I'm already stressed.
Indra ended up having to take a few months off work. He struggled with anxiety and self-doubt. He couldn't sleep. He didn't feel motivated to do anything. And he worried about having another stroke-like episode.
Probably the lowest period of my life. It just wasn't a nice sensation to feel so alone and isolated. I wasn't signposted in any direction. All I was said is, like, use this directory, you can find a therapist, you know, kind of left to your own devices.
Indra tried a therapist from the directory, but quit after a few sessions because they weren't a good fit. He thought maybe therapy wasn't for him. He also started taking sertraline, which helped take the edge off the anxiety. While the time off was needed, it was also alienating. Indra didn't know what was going on at work anymore. He ended up leaving the company altogether. Eventually though, Indra found a new job. He wasn't sure what it would be like to go back to work, but it helped that it was a fresh start, at a new place with new people.
But I did feel really conscious and stressed that I want to make a good first impression, both professionally and socially. And I remember the first call, like trying to, you know, set myself up for it, like take deep breaths, etc., and be like, no, it's okay. And then thankfully, nothing happened over it. And I kind of made me realize I was just, that previous experience was triggering me because I was doing the same demonstration, etc. Something new isn't triggering it because nothing's actually wrong. And I think that's actually when I kind of realized it was a psychological thing.
This was a big turning point for Indra. In the 2 years since, Indra has been on a journey of self-discovery and self-acceptance. As part of this journey, he was recently diagnosed with OCD. In hindsight, it makes a lot of sense to him. Even before the panic attack, his mind would get stuck or fixated on certain things. He'd also noticed the obsessive quality of his anxious thoughts.
Only recently in December getting diagnosed with OCD, like I'm still coming to grips with what that means for me. I think I'm learning about what it is and how to manage it and things. And I'm much more aware of how my mind works and feel like I'm in a much better place than I ever was previously.
Indra's own experience is also what motivates him in his latest role, the very first account executive at Oliva.
Because of my experience, it kind of gives me more passion when I am on these calls. There are probably people in most businesses suffering in silence, and I would hate for anyone to experience what I had to experience. And if I can help that by showing them how they can get proper health care and stuff like that, I'm not just selling something for the sake of it, it's something I actually believe in and see valuable.
This Mental Health at Work story was written by Norshin Yusuf, produced by Billy Cragen, and brought to you by Oliva, your platform and partner for employee mental well-being. Thanks to Indra Saha, account executive at Oliva, for sharing his story. If you enjoy stories like this about workplace well-being, you can subscribe to the Mental Health at Work podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you get your podcasts. And on the off chance, if you're an HR leader in the market for a new employee mental well-being solution for your company, check out oliva.health. That's OLIVA.health. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.